tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss satanic traps. Inshallah, Zawajal, before we discuss the satanic traps and how to cure them, the whispers and the traps of shaitan and the cure for them, let's first and foremost recite salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, shaitan is the open enemy of us mankind, the awlad of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And he is always looking for ways to misguide us, mislead us with his evil whispers, with his traps and tricks. Once it is mentioned that a person saw shaitan in the marketplace and he was walking with his finger up. So he asked him, "What is it with your finger?" He said, "With this finger of mine, I can do a lot of things." I said, "Such as?" He said, "Just wait and watch." He went and there was a confectioner in the market who was boiling the sugar syrup in a cauldron, and shaitan put his finger there. He dipped his finger into the syrup and he put that syrup onto a nearby wall that was there. When he put the syrup there, and that's when the whole process began, and fly came. Flies are attracted to sweet things. So fly came to lick off the sugar syrup off the wall. And when the fly came, now the natural enemy of the fly is lizard. Lizard came to catch the fly. And when the lizard came, this confectioner had a cat. So the cat saw the lizard. The cat pounced on the lizard. Now there were two soldiers that were passing by with a dog. And the dog saw the cat. When dog saw the cat, they are natural enemies, cats and dogs. And the dog attacked the cat. The cat wanted to get away. It sprang and fell straight into the boiling pot of sugar syrup that the confectioner was boiling. Confectioner saw that it was the dog that was chasing the cat. So he then, in turn, his cat died. So he, in turn, he killed the dog. And when he killed the dog, the two military personnel, the two army soldiers, they killed the confectioner. When the confectioner's family got to know about that the two soldiers, they killed their person, now they came and they killed the two soldiers. And when the soldiers were killed, news spread and reached the headquarters, the army headquarters, and the entire army came and they then destroyed the whole town. Allahu Akbar. With a little bit of act, shaitan destroyed the entire town. Allahu Akbar. These are the traps of shaitan. He works in a very cunning way. And there have been many wise people who have fallen to the traps and the tricks of shaitan. And sometimes shaitan will say something, he will suggest something that is outwardly good, but then he has his hidden agendas. He is never going to tell you to do something good, but always something evil, something sinister. And once Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and we were sleeping, so shaitan came and woke him up. And after waking him up, he hid himself in the room behind the curtain. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, who woke up, he said, "Who is it? Who woke me up? Show yourself." So shaitan came. He said, "I woke you up." He said, "Who are you?" I said, "I am Iblis." He said, "I am Iblis. And I came to wake you up for Fajr." He said, "You Iblis and coming to wake me up for Fajr, that doesn't sit well with me. I don't believe you." He said, no, believe me. I have mended my ways and I have come to the right path. I always tell people to do good things." Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala wasn't going to buy into that. They said, "No, I still don't believe you. Tell me the real purpose. Why are you here? Why are you waking me up for Fajr?" So the shaitan said, "Oh, actually, to tell you the truth, I am Iblis, I'm shaitan, and I'm a jealous person. I was jealous of you." He said, How are you jealous of me?" He said, "If you had missed your 2 rakats of Fajr Salah, Fard of Fajr Salah, behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you would have been sad the whole day, and you would have cried. And in return of these 2 rakat salah, Allah Azza wa Jal would have given you the reward and the thawab of 200, subhanallah, 200 rakat of salah. And I didn't want you to get more reward than that." Allahu Akbar, 100 times more reward, that is. So when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this, then he knew these are the tricks and the traps of shaitan. He is always looking for ways to put us down. He is our eternal enemy, Allahu Akbar. So if ever shaitan whispers something to you, then do the exact opposite. And shaitan will always be after you. So equip yourself with the knowledge of deen. And with the knowledge of deen, inshallah, it will teach you that what are the tricks and the traps of shaitan. You read in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes us aware of the tricks and traps of shaitan. And a person who has the knowledge of deen, he is better equipped dealing with the waswasas and the tricks and the traps of shaitan. They was once the throne of shaitan laid out on top of a water body. And when his throne was laid out, Iblis started taking the accountability of all the shayateen. So he asked each one of them what they got up to. And they all gave their accountabilities, whatever they had done for the day. And one said, "I caused a fight between husband and wife." Somebody else said something else. And he was listening to all of the little actions, what they got up to. And then one of the shayateen, he said that, "I misled a child who was going to madrasa." Now shaitan was overjoyed. He said, "Yes, you did the right thing." And then he congratulated him for his action. Now the other shayateen, they got jealous. And they said, "We did so many things and you never acknowledged our efforts. Whereas this person, he only misled a child from going to madrasa and you are making it a big deal." He said, "Actually, it is a big deal. Come and I'll show you." Then he took them. He took them by a masjid. It was the time of Fajr. And Adhan was gone and people were rushing for Fajr Salah. They were all heading towards the masjid. There was one worshipper who was heading towards the masjid very quickly. And Shaitan, Iblis, he stopped him. And then he told his minions to watch. He stopped the man from going to the masjid. And he said, "Before you go, I have one small question." He said, "All right, ask me quickly because I'm getting late for my salah." He said, "All right, I have this small bottle with me. I was wondering whether Allah Azza wa Jalla is capable and powerful enough to fit this world into this bottle. Then that worshipper who was not an alim, he didn't have the knowledge of Islam, he started to doubt it and he said, I don't think so, that the whole world can't fit into a small bottle. He said, all right, no problem. Okay, I got my answer. You can go. And then he turned to his minions and he told them, look, all his years of worship, it's all null and void because of having lack of knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the divine being and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lost his iman. And whatever he did, it's all null and void. Now, after that, an alim, he saw an alim going to the masjid. And then he stopped him. And he asked him the same question. He says that I have a bottle in my hand and can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fit this world into this bottle? He said, you seem to be a shaitan. Let alone this world, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, he can enter this entire universe and make it go through an eye of the needle. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal is powerful over everything. He has power over everything. And when shaitan heard that, he said to his minions, look, because of his knowledge, he knew what trap I was setting up for him. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So these are some of the things that we need to be wary of. And knowledge is not enough. Only knowledge is not enough. We need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned regarding Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that he was going somewhere and suddenly a cloud came and provided shade above him, and it was a dark cloud and it started to rain. After the rain, the cloud, there was light emanating from there, and a voice came and the voice said, I am your Lord and I have made all the things lawful for you which were unlawful for everyone else. And Sayyidina Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. He sought Allah's refuge. Yes, he sought Allah's refuge from devil, the cursed. And shaitan then came out in the open. And then, how did you recognize it was me? Was it because of your knowledge? Your knowledge saved you. Sayyidina Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala knew, recognized that he was still trying to deceive him. He said, no, my Rabb, he saved me. Subhanallah. My Allah Azza wa Jal, he saved me. Subhanallah. So yes, after having knowledge, we still not enough. We need the help and the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was a Hafizul Quran before he left for Islamic studies. And after he met Khaja Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he sold all of his belongings. And after that, he was on his way to learn ilm al-deen. He sought ilm al-deen from different mashayikh. He traveled through different lands, Bukhara and so on. After he completed his Islamic studies, he was in search of the spiritual mentor, Piro Murshid. And then he met Sayyidina Khaja Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. After becoming a Hafiz, after becoming an Alim and a Mufti, he is now meeting his Shaykh Kamil, subhanallah. And he still needed this support, this mentorship of the great mentor. He waited for a long, long time to be accepted as a murid of Sayyidina Khaja Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And then he got accepted into the irada of the Shaykh. And then after that, alhamdulillah, the Shaykh, he took him to another heights. And thereafter, he went in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was given in the dream the kingdom of Indo-Pak subcontinent. And he was commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go there and become. Hence, he is known as Atai Rasul, entering 9 million people into the folds of Islam, subhanallah. So yes, knowledge is not enough. Sayyidina Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it is mentioned regarding him that all his life he was such a knowledgeable Imam, subhanallah. Today we still seek knowledge reading his books. Allahu Akbar. And the great Aima, they have high praises for his works such as Tafsir Mafatih al-Ghaib, aka Tafsir Razi, and subhanallah, great works. And he was a great debater as well, a philosopher, and many other sciences that he had learned throughout his life. And he was the murid of Khaja Najmuddin Kubra, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When the time of death was near, and this is the time that shaitan tries his level best. And the shaitan was arguing with him on his deathbed. That, you know, while he was breathing his last, he asked him, prove to me the divine existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he gave him 360 proofs upon the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan refuted all of them, one after the other. And at the end, his Piro Murshid, he called out and he said, why don't you say that I believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his oneness without any proof? Subhanallah. So yes, this is what is required. We need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes through many different channels. Sometimes it comes through the channel of the Piro Murshid, subhanallah. Yes, the Awliya Allah. And subhanallah, always seek Allah's help. Apart from taking precautions against the traps and the tricks of shaitan, always seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah azza wa jal to safeguard you against the evil of shaitan. Ameen bijahid nabiyil ameen. Dear brothers, we have, alhamdulillah, beautiful kalam that we are going to listen to inshallah azza wa jal in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bakari khaysh hayranam aghisni ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bakari khaysh hayranam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Bakare khash hairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Nadaram juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu ma vae, nadanam juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu ma vae. Tu hi khud saaz o samanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Tu hi khud saaz o samanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah parishanam ya aghithni ya Rasulallah. Shahabe kas nawazi kun tabiba chara sazi kun. Shahabe kas nawazi kun tabiba chara sazi kun.
مریضِ درد عصیانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ، مریضِ درد عصیانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی، اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی، دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ، دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
انظر
اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد، گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد، مدد اے آب حیوانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ، مدد اے آب حیوانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزا سوزد، چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد، نریزد برگ ایمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ، نریزد برگ ایمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم
یا
اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
چمہ شرفت انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد، چمہ شرفت انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد، بجویم از تو درمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ، بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید. پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید. تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا
پریشانم پریشانم
دستگیر کن
یا رسول اللہ.
گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا. گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا. تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
رضایت سائل بے پر توی سلطان لاتن گھر. رضایت سائل بے پر توی سلطان لاتن گھر. شہاب ہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. شہاب ہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. الحمدللہ وی ور لسننگ ٹو دا کلام بقار خیش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ریٹن بائی سیدی اعلی حضرت علی رحمہ. اینڈ ناؤ وی آر بیک اینڈ کنٹینیوئنگ ود آور ٹوڈیز ڈسکشن. وی ور ڈسکسنگ ہاؤ شیطان کین سیٹ ہز ٹریپس اینڈ ہز وسوسہ. When it comes to the waswasa of shaitan, it is mentioned by Khaja Hajweri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh that one murid of his, he was traveling with him, and while he was traveling, Sayyidina Khaja Hajweri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, his foot got hurt and it started to bleed. And then when it started to bleed, the murid, he had a new handkerchief with him, a hanky with him. Then when the feet of the Piro Murshid, it started to bleed, the first thought that ran through his mind that I must use this handkerchief that I have, the new handkerchief that I have, and I must help him with the bleeding. And then while he was thinking, another thought came into his mind. And he said that it is a new handkerchief. If I use it to wipe his blood, it will get dirty. So let me not rather. And then after a while, he asked his Pira Murshid, what is the difference between ilham and waswasa? Ilham is an inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes directly into the heart. It is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's been instilled. Whereas waswasa, it is a whisper of shaitan. It is a suggestion of shaitan. It is something that shaitan suggests. So when he asked, what is the difference between ilham and waswasa? And there is a very relative difference. Both are kinds of thoughts. When one is good, one is evil. So Pira Murshid said, the first, when my foot got hurt, you thought of something. The first thought that ran through your mind, that was ilham. And the other one, the next thought that came through your mind, that was waswasa from shaitan. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So this is how the Buzurganideen, they teach us the spiritual values of all these concepts. Shaitan, who is the eternal enemy of us mankind and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We got to learn about Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and how Shaitan tried to deceive him, and subhanallah, he said Allah azza wa jal saved him. And Shaitan then said that this is how I have misled so many other people. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he was somewhere and then he saw four donkeys. Shaitan was with him. There were four donkeys. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, ya Shaitan, what are these donkeys? What are you doing with these donkeys? And what are they carrying? Shaitan said to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, I am carrying, one of the four donkeys is carrying cruelty. And I sell it to the rulers. They will buy it. And the second one is carrying dishonesty. Third one, treachery. And the fourth one is carrying jealousy. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, all right, you're carrying all of this. Who would be interested in these things? I said, well, I have buyers who will buy this merchandise. This is what I sell. So who will be the buyers? He said, cruelty, the rulers will buy it. Dishonesty, the traders will buy it. And treachery, women will buy that. And jealousy, the alim will buy the jealousy. Allahu Akbar. These are the tricks and the merchandise of shaitan that he sells. Dear brothers, the word waswasa literally means a whisper. In terms of sharia, waswasa means evil thoughts and ideas. It is stated in the book Tafsir Baghawi that waswasa is the thought that shaitan produces in the heart of a human being. Usually everyone experiences satanic whispers. Someone experiences them a lot and some experience them a little. Some deeply sensitive people continue to think about satanic whispers and get into trouble. If ignored, satanic whispers usually come to an end. As soon as you begin to experience satanic whispers, start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, start saying Allah, Allah. Satan will flee, inshallah, azza wa jal. The more a Muslim worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Satan opposes him, showing his enmity, laying various kinds of deceitful traps, and Shaitan makes every possible effort to prevent him from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan continues to disturb a person by producing different types of filthy and evil thoughts in a person's mind. Sometimes a man falls prey to satanic whispers due to his ignorance, giving up a righteous and pious deed. Thus, Satan becomes successful in his mission. Allah Azza wa Jal said to his beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in verse 97 and 98 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, and say, O my Lord, I seek your refuge from the whispers of devils. And my Lord, I seek your refuge from their coming to me. Here's a summary of a saying of Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, extracted from page 79 and 80 of Minhajul Abidin. It is published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami. Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed an angel on the heart of every human being. The angel continues to invite him towards righteousness. This angel is called Mulhim, and his invitation is called Ilham. On the other hand, a shaitan is also appointed by Allah Azza wa Jal. This shaitan invites him towards evil. The shaitan is called Waswas, and his invitation towards the evil is called Waswasa. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has further stated, although most scholars of Islam are of the opinion that the angel invites people only towards righteousness and the Satan only towards evil, yet my spiritual guide has stated that Satan sometimes makes people indulge in evil even by apparently inviting them towards righteousness. He does so by inviting them towards a minor act of righteousness instead of a more major one, or makes them commit a major sin that is much more severe than the reward of a pious deed. For example, if a person has performed a pious deed, Satan makes him indulge in self-satisfaction. Yes, there are so many traps and the tricks of shaitan, Allahu Akbar. It is stated in the books Mirqat and Ashi'atul Lam'at that as soon as a human body is born, a Satan baby is also born. The Satan baby is called Hamzad in Persian and Waswas in Arabic. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, each of you is accompanied by a jinn, Satan, as well as an angel. People asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you? He said, even I am accompanied by him, but Allah Azza wa Jal has helped me against him, making him Muslim. He now gives me suggestion only about goodness. Subhanallah. Keep in mind that only the accompanying Satan of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became Muslim. The accompanying Satan of all the other people are devout disbelievers. However, a Satan who is a devout disbeliever is appointed to cause whispers into our hearts, and he continues to oppose us all the time, showing his enmity against us. Quoting the saying of Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated on page 77 of the book Minhajul Abidin, published by Maktabatul Madina, that Satan is free, but you are busy. Satan is free, but you are busy. He watches you, but you cannot see him. You have forgotten him, but he has not forgotten you. Even inside you are many of the friends and helpers of Satan, such as nafs and desires. Therefore, it is essential to fight against Satan and to defeat him. Otherwise, you cannot stay safe from the mischiefs and the harms of Satan. Allahu Akbar. Satan is very close to each of us. The revered and renowned Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that without doubt, Satan circulates in the body of man like blood. Great Sufis, Rahimahullah, they have said that hence, block the ways of Satan by means of hunger. Yes, Allah, subhanAllah. Those who eat too much should ponder how they will get rid of Satan. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned that it is narrated that overeating causes six evils. There is no more divine fear in the heart. There is no sympathy with others, because those who stuff themselves assume that everyone else is like them, full, and hence they do not have pity for others. Worship seems to be a burden. Softness is not produced in the heart by listening to the pieces of advice and sunnah-inspired speeches. If an overeating person is a preacher and delivers speeches telling others the words of wisdom, it makes no impact on the hearts of people. Various kinds of diseases are caused. And when Allah Azza wa Jal cursed Satan, so Satan declared enmity against man. When Satan said, what Satan said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoted in the verses 16 and 17 of Surah Al-Araf, where it is mentioned, he said, "Hence I swear that you led me astray. I will certainly sit in wait for them on your straight path. Then I will certainly come to them from their front and from their back and from their right and from their left, and you will not find most of them grateful." Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, Satan is the enemy of even his own close friends who have no enmity towards him. Disbelievers, deviants, transgressors, and sinners do not oppose Shaitan, rather they obey him. Even then, Shaitan does not spare them and continues to cause his whisper into their hearts, making them more and more stubborn and bringing them closer to doom and destruction. Now, imagine how bitter enmity Satan will have towards those scholars of Islam and preachers of Sunnah. Subhanallah, may Allah Azza wa Jal increase such people who always oppose and annoy him by informing Muslims about his attacks, thus throwing cold water over his misleading plans. We should always seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the whispers of Satan, because this accursed one is extremely clever and cunning. He causes whispers in the heart of everyone in view of his psyche. A renowned commentator, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated, remember, Satan causes scholarly whispers in the hearts of scholars, devotional whispers in the heart of Sufis, and ordinary whispers in the hearts of general people. That is, he casts a different net in to catch a different type of person. And many times Satan makes sins so attractive that man commits a sin, assuming it to be an act of worship. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes Satan appears in front of a person and calls himself to be the Almighty, trying to mislead the person. He did so when he appeared in front of the King of Baghdad, His Grace Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, as we have learned previously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us safety and security and protection against the tricks and the waswas of shaitan. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear brothers, inshallah, let's go and listen to a beautiful Madani pearl of advices. And inshallah, after listening to the nasiha, thereafter we'll be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, ulama, they have written few ways how can one overpower shaitan. We'll learn them. The very first thing which has been advised by the ulama, the scholars, is when a thief realizes that the owner of the house has noticed his presence, he flees, he runs away, isn't it? Similarly, beware of shaitan's maneuvers, tactics, and evil strategies, because when you are aware of his tricks, he will not be able to harm you. So we should be aware of the tactics of shaitan. We should learn about his tactics, his tricks, how he misguides people, what are the ways and tricks he uses them. For example, he uses arrogance. For example, he uses hasad, jealousy. For example, he uses long hopes, and he gives people long hopes And these are a few tricks of shaitan. If we have got knowledge about these tricks, we are well prepared how to deal with these tricks, how to avoid these traits, then inshallah we will be able to protect ourselves from the deceit of shaitan. Number two, when shaitan invites you towards misguidance, reject him. Do not pay attention to him, nor follow him. The accursed shaitan is like a barking dog. If you tease him, he will attack you and injure you. And if you keep him away, he will remain silent. What a beautiful example given by the ulama. And the third way, which ulama they have mentioned, is always keep remembering Allah Almighty and remain occupied in His remembrance. If you remain busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, the barakah and blessings of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you safe from the tricks of shaitan. That's why it is said that offer salah. Salah is one of the best forms of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salah keeps one away from the evil. And alhamdulillah, if we remain busy in the remembrance of Allah, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will keep ourselves protected and safeguarded from the tricks of shaitan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. We were listening to the Madani Pearls of Advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to have tawfiq to make amal on it. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Coming back to our discussion that is regarding satanic traps, Satan also continues to cause whispers in the heart about destiny. For example, he says we are bound to do whatever we are predestined to do. It's already decided. We are powerless against destiny. We are doing exactly what has been recorded in our destiny. So why is there punishment of the grave and the hell, etc.? Certainly, it is also a deception of Satan. Do not even think about it. Otherwise, Satan will mislead you. Drive him away by reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Dear brothers, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already and always known what everyone was going to do, and Allah azza wa jal recorded their destiny accordingly. The divine act of knowing and recording does not force anyone into doing anything. Try to understand it with the help of this example, very easy example. These days, expiry date is printed as a legal requirement on the tins or cans of food and packets of medicines, etc. Even a child can understand that the manufacturers mention the expiry date because they know from experience that so and so, you know, the events will take place, and after a certain amount of time, this will spoil until a particular date. Therefore, they mention the expiry date. Certainly, the manufacturers mentioning the expiry date has not forced the product to spoil. Even if they had not mentioned it, the thing would have still spoiled after the date mentioned. Very easy to understand. And it is stated on page 583 to 85 on the book Kufriya Kalimat Ke Bare Mein Sawal Jawab, question and answers about blasphemous sentences, published by Maktabatul Madina. It is actually a fatwa extracted from page 284 and 285 of the 29th volume of Fatawa Radawiyya Sharif, and it is presented here in the form of a question along with its answer. The question was, Zaid says everything happened and will happen with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is the bondman objected to, and why does he become deserving of torment? What is what wrong has he done to become deserving of torment? Only what Allah Azza wa Jal recorded in destiny happens, and this is proven by the Holy Quran, and even a particle cannot move itself without the divine command. What wrong has the bondman deliberately done to become a hell dweller or a disbeliever or a transgressor? If he is predestined to do good deeds, he will do good deeds. And if he is predestined to do bad deeds, so he will do bad deeds. Under any circumstance, he is bound to do what has been recorded in his destiny. Why is he then declared to be an evildoer if the bad deeds such as stealing, fornicating and killing, etc. are recorded in his destiny? He will certainly commit them. If good deeds are recorded in his destiny, he will also commit them. Now, the answer is given that Zaid is a deviant and a misled person. If somebody hits him with a shoe, why does he get annoyed? It was also recorded in his destiny. If somebody defrauds him of money, why does he get furious? He gets angry. It was also recorded in his destiny. To think that we have to do what has been recorded in our destiny is actually a satanic deception. And it is not true. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal already knew what we were going to do and he recorded accordingly. A legendary and leading scholar of Sharia and Tariqah, Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated on page 24 of the first volume of Bahar al-Shariat published by Maktabatul Madina, he said that committing a bad deed and then linking it with destiny and declaring it to be the outcome of the divine will is something very bad. If someone performs a good deed, he is commanded to consider it a grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he commits an evil deed, he should consider it a fault of his own nafs. Allahu Akbar. There are so many deceptions of shaitan, and we have to overcome all of them and safeguard our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and I, our loved ones, our family, and our children from the tricks and the deception of shaitan. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.